Don Tillman approaches life with scientific precision. A brilliant genetics professor with impeccable routines, Don decides to tackle his persistent singlehood with the same methodical rigor he applies to his research. The result? The Wife Project, a 16-page questionnaire designed to filter out unsuitable candidates based on criteria ranging from punctuality to BMI. In Don's mind, this systematic approach will efficiently identify his perfect match while eliminating the social confusion that has plagued his previous attempts at dating. The apricot ice cream disaster perfectly exemplifies Don's relationship challenges. When a date couldn't get her preferred flavor, Don attempted to prove through experimentation that she couldn't distinguish between fruit flavors anyway. Unsurprisingly, she abandoned the date, leaving Don puzzled by yet another romantic failure. Despite being intelligent, financially stable, and physically fit, Don's social awkwardness, rigid routines, and inability to read emotional cues have consistently sabotaged his romantic prospects. What Don fails to realize is that relationships rarely conform to scientific formulas. His questionnaire isn't just filtering potential partners, it's filtering out the very unpredictability that makes love transformative. When Rosie Jarman appears at Don's office door, she embodies everything his questionnaire aims to eliminate. With dyed hair, torn black t-shirt, multiple piercings, and disregard for punctuality, Rosie smokes, drinks, and has no interest in Don's structured lifestyle. By any measure, she's completely unsuitable. Their first dinner attempt ends in disaster when Don's practical Gore-Tex jacket causes a confrontation with restaurant security. Rosie cleverly suggests they go to Don's apartment instead, where she discovers his meticulously organized life. Bach-only CDs, standardized meal system with one shelf per weekday, and complete absence of decoration. When Don explains the 8 advantages of his meal system, Rosie finds it amusing and declares they're operating on Rosie time, where normal rules don't apply. She transforms his sterile apartment by creating an impromptu balcony dining table using a whiteboard and plant pots, encouraging him to appreciate the city lights he'd always dismissed as static and uninteresting. That evening, Don experiences something rare. Genuine enjoyment of another person's company, despite all logical incompatibilities. Rosie reveals she's not interested in the Wife Project, but needs Don's genetics expertise to identify her biological father among her late mother's medical school classmates. Despite Rosie failing nearly every criterion on his questionnaire, Don finds himself drawn to her spontaneity. Together, they launch the Father Project, collecting DNA samples from potential candidates through increasingly creative methods. When they discover an upcoming 30th reunion for her mother's medical school class, they secure bartending jobs at the event to gather samples. Don approaches bartending with characteristic thoroughness, practicing cocktails extensively. At the reunion, they implement their plan to collect DNA while serving drinks. The evening culminates with Don showcasing his newly acquired cocktail skills, working alongside Rosie in perfect synchronization. This collaboration creates one of Don's happiest memories, a night of improvisation and teamwork that contrasts sharply with his usually structured existence. The Father Project evolves beyond a genetics puzzle into a journey of personal transformation. When the Father Project takes them to New York, Don faces a scheduling crisis. He's meticulously planned 3 days at the Museum of Natural History, but Rosie insists they explore the city together. This negotiation marks a significant shift from Don's usual inflexibility. Under Rosie's guidance, Don experiences the world's best breakfast, shops on Fifth Avenue, visits Central Park, and dines at acclaimed restaurants. Trying new foods, he declares it the best day of my adult life. For his turn, Don takes Rosie to a baseball game after researching the rules. He becomes unexpectedly engrossed in the statistics, discovering sport's intellectual appeal. Rosie delights in watching you being a guy, fitting in. The highlight comes at the museum's Heilbrunn Cosmic Pathway, where the spiral ramp represents time from the Big Bang to present, with human history as just a single hair at the end. Rosie whispers wow and takes Don's hand, holding it all the way to the subway, a simple connection against the vastness of cosmic time. After returning from New York, Don falls into depression when Rosie leaves following an argument about the Father Project. When Jean suggests Don's unhappiness stems from Rosie, Don realizes she's been disrupting his routines. Jean's diagnosis is simple. Don is in love. This revelation transforms Don. He undertakes intensive social skills training, watching romantic films Rosie mentioned, and practicing social scenarios. He maintains only necessary scheduling commitments while abandoning his standardized meal system. After this self-improvement, Don arranges a romantic dinner with Rosie, declaring, "You are the world's most perfect woman. All other women are irrelevant." Despite appreciating his changes, Rosie rejects his marriage proposal, explaining, "If the feeling's not there inside." Devastated, Don concludes he isn't wired to feel love despite his extensive knowledge of genetics, computers, Aikido, and wine. Yet waking on his balcony the next morning, Don experiences a revelation. Through logical analysis, he recognizes that while he struggles with empathy, he isn't fundamentally incapable of it. Don methodically deconstructs his assumptions about love, realizing that difficulty with empathy doesn't equal an inability to love. Love exists outside his logical systems, a force defying his careful categorization and systematic approach to life. Driven by this understanding, Don rushes to find Rosie at their friend Claudia's place. There, he makes his most vulnerable declaration. "I want to spend my life with you, even though it's totally irrational. The only logical conclusion is that I must be in love with you." This statement represents a fundamental shift in his worldview, accepting that not everything valuable can be quantified or logically explained. Rosie calls him incredibly brave and admits that while she had the most fun with him, she had been afraid to embrace their connection because he was weird. When he asks if she could live with his oddities, his schedules, routines, his different way of processing the world, she responds with laughter, the perfect acceptance of his authentic self. Don and Rosie marry and move to New York, where being weird is acceptable. They create a life blending structure and spontaneity. The Father Project concludes unexpectedly when Don discovers Phil, the man who raised Rosie, was her biological father all along, showing how misconceptions can lead us down surprising paths. The Rosie Project addresses a universal dilemma, balancing order and chaos, rational planning, and emotional spontaneity. Don starts with an extreme preference for order. His standardized meal system and wife project questionnaire attempt to structure the inherently messy business of living. Rosie represents the opposite, living in the moment, embracing uncertainty, and prioritizing emotional authenticity. Their relationship evolves through mutual growth toward a middle ground. Don learns to appreciate spontaneity, finding joy in deviating from his schedule. Meanwhile, Rosie comes to value aspects of Don's structured approach. Love isn't about finding someone who matches predetermined criteria. It's about discovering a person whose differences challenge us to grow, whose perspective expands our own, and whose presence makes us more fully ourselves.